All right, kids, gather around. I'm going to tell you a story about the night that Santa went a little crazy.
Yay!
Down in the workshop, all the elves were making toys for the good Gentile girls and the good Gentile boys. When the boss busted in, Nils scared him half to death. Had a rifle in his hand and cheap whiskey on his breath. From his beard to his boots, he was covered with ammo. Like a bit fat, drunk, disgruntled Yuletide Rambo. And he smiled as he said, with a twinkle in his eye, "Merry Christmas to all, now you're all gonna die." The night Santa went crazy, the night Saint Nick went insane, realized he'd been getting the raw deal, something finally must have snapped in his brain. Well, the workshop is gone now, he decided to bomb it. Everywhere you find pieces of Cupid and Comet. And he tied up his workers, and he held the elves hostage. And he ground up poor Rudolph into reindeer sausage. He got Dasher and Dancer with an old German Luger. And he sliced up Dasher just like Freddy Krueger. Ah, fuck it.
Because it's their time. Their time. Up there. Down here, it's our time. It's our time down here.
They say that I'm eccentric, but it's really kind of cool with me. The evening is electric, so let's light up our eternity.
This is our time to light up the sky. Dancing with the devil, because it keeps me alive. Hold your breath, because you're coming to your town. Never see the sun, because we're rolling it down. This is our time.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, guys.
It's a special Hanukkah edition of the Left 4 Dead podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. Happy third night of Hanukkah if you're listening to this on Thursday. I'm sorry. Hanukkah.
Yeah, you got a
Or Chalupa. I'm not sure. Is that the other way to pronounce it? All right.
Wrong man.
All right. depending on when you're listening to this, if you're listening to this when I just posted it, then it's probably the third night of Hanukkah still. It could be the fourth night. If you went back in time and then listened to this in the past, then it could be the first night. We never know.
The third night of Hanukkah.
On the third night of Hanukkah. Am I true love gives me?
No. Okay.
I don't know if that works.
I don't think
you only
so.
You get up to eight and then you have to stop.
Yeah. It would just be weird.
And then you start having to, you know, celebrate Kwanzaa. Yeah, because that's a real holiday in December. If you celebrate Kwanzaa in December, you're an idiot.
A harvest?
Yeah, it's a harvest. It's not a winter harvest. It's just a harvest celebration. Hmm. Which is really funny because they're just like, yeah, peanut soup. And they're just like, All right, you do realize that a lot of people thought that peanuts were poisonous? Until the 1900s, when George Washington Carver found out that peanuts were fine as long as you roasted them. The creator of peanut butter? Yes, okay. Kwanzaa is a holiday made by, you know, black people to celebrate a harvest in Africa. But that's in Africa. Peanuts have nothing to do with that. Mm. So peanut soup is just you being stupid.
Peanut soup.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, it's a real thing. I learned that from Rugrats. That's also how I learned everything about the Jewish religion.
Ah, yes. They had a lot of specials on that.
Oh, yeah, they did. It's like they have one Christmas episode, five Hanukkah.
Yeah. Wait, who's...
Who's what?
Who's the Jewish people in that one?
The Finsters.
It was just the Finsters, right? It wasn't anybody else.
No, I think...
Because it wasn't...
No. The Finsters were, but Didi was Jewish. Was Jewish as well.
Okay.
So, that's why...
Because it wasn't...
Tommy's grandparents are Jewish.
Jewish, yeah.
The one, except for...
The grandpa.
Not the grandpa, not the other grandparents.
Okay. Yeah.
Didi's parents were Jewish. Parents, okay. And Charles... Chucky's dad was Jewish and married Dee Dee's sister.
Dee Dee's sister, yeah.
And they raised Chucky Jewish.
Jewish.
I'm pretty sure.
I think.
Until all grown up, and then Chucky stole a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
If I remember that right, I think. Wait, yeah. What?
It's like, I thought Chucky was Jewish. Dreidel, 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 I made you out of clay. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. Courtney Cox, you're so hot. So, I'm not sure why I'm on that, because I got everything on my phone for the docket.
All right.
And we don't have a lot to discuss at the moment, because I can't bring up the docket.
Okay.
By the way, if you guys can't tell, it's just me and Nick.
Yeah.
Everybody else has holiday plans, or they were forced into either being good parents or bad parents, depending on how you slice it.
On your point of view.
Yeah. By their parents. Let's just say everyone has a case of the responsibilities.
Yeah. In a except for slight Nick and I. Bit of a obsession, it would seem. I don't
Nick
know.
Had,
I
Nick
don't
had a case
know.
Of the responsibilities, but he beat that shit.
I did.
Yeah.
Beat it down.
So. All right. So, yeah, Nick, so have you been watching anything, listening to anything recently?
Actually, I just told you earlier, I think it was off air, I said Jesse J. Is it
Jesse J. Because it's not about the money, money, money.
It was called, actually, I think I still have it on here. What were you listening to? What song you listened to while I looked this up?
I've been listening to the worst Christmas songs you could ever listen to.
Anyone in particular?
Chimney Song. Okay. One of the best songs, you know. Chipmunks Roasting on an Open Fire.
Okay.
Chipmunks roasting on an open fire. Hot sauce dripping from their toes. That was weird.
What? What happened?
No, like my dad called me and then hung up.
May you have some responsibilities.
I might have some responsibilities.
Well, before you get to your responsibilities, it's...
Oh, he was trying to FaceTime me.
Oh.
It's really weird.
Is that like his first time trying?
Yeah, probably.
He probably did it by accident, maybe?
Yeah, he's probably trying to text me and press for the FaceTime.
FaceTime, thing. Probably because the icons are for other people, might seem the same. It's called Personal.
Personal?
Yeah. It's a pretty good song.
Is it personal?
I guess so. Off her album, Sweet Talker.
I've been watching a lot of Christmas movies.
A lot of them.
A lot of Christmas movies.
I've been catching up on some of my DVR stuff. A lot of Christmas specials. Hmm. And then randomly, I was watching TV, and my sister came. I was at my mother's house, and I was watching TV, and then like she randomly just came in the room and changed the channel. She's like, oh, what's that show? The acapella show.
What, Glee?
No.
Smash?
It's kind of like one of those competition shows, but it's like not The Voice.
Not American Idol.
Not American Idol. Not the best. America's Got Talent. It's something else. Well, basically, it takes these groups of singers. It does. They do a cappella, kind of like a Boys to Men-like feel to it, which actually one of the members of Boys to Men is one of the judges. Go figure. And they did like a little special, I guess, and she wanted to watch it. So I'm just sitting here watching these group of people sing.
Okay.
So
were they good? Or were you watching Pitch Perfect and you didn't realize it?
Probably didn't realize it. was
Anna Kendrick one of the people singing?
What's the name? Nick Lachey hosts the show.
Oh, okay, never mind.
He hosts the show.
He's actually doing something?
Yeah.
He's like, my ex-wife is doing Jenny Craig commercials.
So, like, he...
I'm going to host a show.
And then, like, I guess this is a regular show, but, like, I didn't get into or whatever. I don't even know if I would have, but... Yeah, so that's what I was watching.
Okay.
And when it came to the singing, like maybe like a couple of groups were good. There was one of them that used auto-tunes, and I'm like, are you serious?
Real auto-tune or like when I do auto-tune?
It's kind of like it played it back. It was a loop type of thing. It wasn't really like a auto-tune, like change your voice completely thing. It just like echoed or looped or something like that as they sung. And it was kind of, it was nice, I guess, but weird. Didn't know that was a thing for that kind of genre.
No, I didn't know that was a thing for that kind of genre either.
I think they were like just starting it. They're trying to like, you know, get that started or something. I don't know.
Cool. Yeah. So yeah, that's that section.
Did you say section or sectum?
Yeah, sectum.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's what I said. Sectum, because that's a word.
All right.
Just making sure. Yeah, there's only two of us. No choice. There's no sense in doing the Yes Against Humanity.
No, I rather everybody has to be here for that. It wouldn't be right.
So yeah, let's just say there is a big happy birthday to my dad. Because yeah, even though he looks Puerto Rican, he's not Jesus. But he was born the night before.
There was one of my friends, actually.
Are you about to tell a really racist joke?
I don't know. Well, probably.
Can I tell it? I think I might know it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
There's a guy walking through the desert. He sees a guy with a donkey and a pregnant lady on top of the donkey. And he's just like, wait, is your name Joseph? And the guy's like, yeah. And this is my wife, Mary. And we're going to Bethlehem. And the guy goes, are you going to name your son Jesus? And Joseph looks over at him and goes, do we look like fucking spicks? Yes, racist joke. I do not usually use that term.
Get over it. Oh, my God. No.
That wasn't the joke.
There's actually this friend of mine. As white as you can, like, know, like, white, blonde hair, blue eyes type deal. But if you've seen his dad.
Is he the kind of guy that's just like, oh, Heil! I mean, hi!
But, like, you see his dad, and his dad looks straight, like, either Spanish, Spain type person or whatever. And I'm like, what happened? It was like, this is just weird. I don't understand this at all. I mean, yeah, you look like your mom, of course, but no. No mustache. That he has the mustache and everything. It
really?
It makes no sense. I'm like, are you? And they're like, no. I'm like, wow. Okay, I'm gonna let that slide for now.
I'm just saying. When my dad was in school, they called him a Japarican.
Japarican? Is that a thing?
No, not really. Like, because my dad is Irish and Japanese. Apparently, when you put Irish and Japanese together, you look Puerto Rican.
I'm going to have to lean on that. I have no... Yeah. I mean, that must be a rarity.
All right. And also, we have to, you know, say happy birthday to a Jewish guy that was born around Christmas. I'm not talking about Jesus. I'm talking about Aaron.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I knew you were talking about Aaron.
So, yeah. Happy birthday, Aaron.
Happy birthday, Aaron.
And finally, our own personal Hispanic, Jesus.
And my Cowboys beat your Eagles. Ha! Ha ha ha! Take that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So, our own personal Jesus, Ephraim. Also born the day before Jesus.
He's supposed to be throwing, I guess, some kind of party or get together after the day after Christmas. Not the best time to do that. I hope one of us can contact him and revise that, because I don't know if he's going to get a lot of people there, unless you guys want
to
go.
Yeah, if everyone wants to go, it's going to be at his house, and I'll give you his address
You the address, but like,
I doubt that he's looking for a lot of people to come.
I don't know what he's looking for.
I don't know either.
But maybe it's a handful, I don't know.
I think he's just looking to smoke pot with him and Jerron just sitting there.
I don't even know if Jerron's going.
I don't know either.
So, I mean, well, me, I'm just going to, you know, do my thing in January because, well, you know, mother couldn't hold out for a few days. But, yeah, I guess it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I'm trying to get past this so I can get to the next socially awkward segment.
All right.
Socially awkward. There we go.
Coming up.
Nick, have you seen this version of Jingle Bells? It's one of the best versions there is right now.
Okay.
You'll see why in a second.
Okay. Oh my. Oh my. Oh. Wow. This is a whole new meaning to Jingle Bells.
Jingle Boobs.
Jingle Boobs.
And I actually think that Mitch is going to be joining us.
That is... Really?
Yeah, I just saw a car pull up.
That is awesome if Mitch shows up, but yeah. This is even more awesome. I mean, damn. That's a lot of control.
That it is.
I mean, her talents must be far and wide. Way beyond yonder.
That's just the first video that we have here. I'm not even sure what the second video
is. That is that on the page? On
that
the blog?
Is. Oh. Here we go.
Oh, God.
Just wait for it.
I heard everything I needed to hear. Oh, God.
You thought the first one had control.
My God.
Now, that's the kind of trunk space you want on a late model vehicle.
I mean, hey, you can fit whatever you want in there. Any way you want, I guess, too.
Oh, God. The gift of twerk, ladies and gentlemen. The gift of twerk.
Is that on Vine? I would be very shocked if that was not on Vine.
It's not yet, but we can get it there.
We should. That needs to be posted immediately.
That it does.
And as soon as you show me how to use Vine, I will do it. It's funny. I have, like, all these followers, and I, you know, like Vines. I comment on them. I re-Vine. I follow other people. They follow me. But I don't even know how to use the goddamn thing.
All right. Well, I'll show you how to use Vine.
All right.
How have you not made a Vine video?
I only made one with you. That's about it.
That's true. Oh, there's the ones that we made with Mike as well.
Yeah, that too. And my sister put me in one too, but I never did the actual thing.
Ah, okay. I understand. Well, right now is the time when we say goodbye to the shitload of people that died.
Yeah.
This
is a lot.
That is a lot of
people. This is a lot of people.
It's so long. Thanks for all the fish, everybody. All right. First off, we have Ralph Baer. Apparently that angered Nick.
Wait. A Canadian got shot?
What?
Is that what that says up here?
What?
Continue. You'll get to it.
Is it the rapper?
I don't think so. Not with that.
Is it the girl?
Yeah.
All right, you'll get to it. All right, so Ralph Baer, 92 years old, created one of the first video games ever. He is known as the godfather of video games. It was an Asteroids type game that was built like, on this really huge fucking computer.
Okay, it wasn't like Atari or anything. No. Okay.
No, it wasn't Nolan Bushnell. Okay. Nolan Bushnell is the godfather of the home console.
Okay.
So, yeah.
If you don't know what Atari is, shame on you.
If you don't know what Atari is, you're like 10.
Yeah.
Or you work with
or
us.
Or 20. I think that's appropriate.
Ken Weatherwax. Best known for playing Pugsley Adams in the old Adams family, which is kind of sad that he died because John Astin is still alive.
Yeah.
And he is old as fuck.
Very much so. He even turned 60. That's sad.
Yeah. All right, then we have who Nick was talking about.
Yeah.
Stephanie Mosley. Stephanie Mosley gained popularity by being a dancer in a whole bunch of different movies.
Yep.
I guess I was wrong about Mitch, by the way.
I guess.
But, so she was in a whole bunch of movies as a dancer, you know, backup dancer and everything like that. She was, with this, guy, Earl Hayes, who is a rapper.
Hmm.
So, he's the next one down. He was an American rapper.
So, this happened in America.
No, it might have happened in America. I'm not sure where it actually happened.
Okay, that would make more
but
sense.
But he shot her and then turned the gun on himself.
Oh, no, this is reminding me of a story that was on the news just now. I don't...
That might have been the story.
No, it wasn't. No? It was about a kid in Chechnya.
Oh.
And his dad.
Oh, I heard about that.
I don't want to... Mm.
Yeah. Alright,
note to self, notes to all, if you're gonna take your life, not your kids.
Ooh, yeah. I only heard that there was two deaths, and I assumed that it was probably the kid being a dick, but...
No, it's, just for those who have not heard of it, there's a kid in Cheshire who got shot by his father. I think he was a police officer. I'm not sure about that.
Oh, great. Now they're killing their own kids.
I'm not 100 about that. That might have just said, it was on the news, it said police, but like, or I'm not sure if they say or if the police were reporting that or if he was a police officer. So don't quote me on that part, but he shot his son and then he pulled the gun on himself and shot himself. So
did he say that his kid stole from a convenience store beforehand?
I don't think so.
And then shot him six times in the back. Oh,
no,
sorry,
no.
I'm getting political.
Yeah.
Did he choke the kid out first?
No, he did not. Okay. Don't forget about that Utah story too.
Yeah.
I completely forgot about that one. Somebody brought that up to me.
The one about the kid that had his headphones in, couldn't hear, get on the ground.
He couldn't hear the guy. He was coming out of a 7-Eleven, and like,
yeah, and his little brother saw the entire thing.
Yeah. In front of his little brother. That is... can't.
Mm. And let's just clear the air. We're not talking about all police. We're generalizing right now.
Yeah, I'm not saying like all police are.
Kind of as a comedic, as a dark comedic tone.
Yeah.
Not all police officers are bad people. There's a lot of good ones out there.
Yes.
The media is just showing us the bad ones. Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm not against the police.
We're not. Of course, because you turn around, you get six shots. No, never mind.
See? Did you see the video on, what was it? The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Oh, yeah.
You saw that little, yeah. How accurate that was scary.
Yeah, in the mid-90s?
Was the mid-90s. That is scary.
Yeah. All right. So next we have Robert Taylor. He was an American animator and film director. He did one of my favorite movies, The Nine Lives of Fritz the Cat. Which, if you guys haven't seen it, put your kids to sleep before you put it in.
Yeah. Because it's not necessarily for them.
That movie is fucking an acid trip.
Waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Actually, I recommend watching it and then watching it on acid.
Watch it on ecstasy? Is that what you said?
Acid.
Oh, acid? Oh, God. I'd be fucked up.
Or shrooms, whatever you prefer.
It's basically 90 minutes of a cartoon cat fucking other cartoon animals.
Basically.
It's an acid trip.
It's a trip. That's all I can. Yeah.
It's just like, you don't need to do acid if you watch it. If you do acid and watch this, you'll probably think that you're a glass of orange juice.
A lot of things may go wrong.
So, finally, we have Norman Birdwell. Excuse me. Norman Birdwell was an artist, a cartoonist and an author. Gave us one of the... biggest names in children's books, which would be Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Big Red Dog, yeah.
I know mostly everyone has read Clifford.
at least once.
Yeah. And there was a cartoon, and Clifford's, well, I didn't see this year, but usually it's part of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yeah.
So.
Not sure. Yeah.
So that's sad. But luckily that was the end of it.
Mm.
So we don't have to talk about people getting shot anymore.
Yeah. I hope for a while now.
Yeah. All right, Nerds Words.
Nerds Words.
Nick, I know you know about the Sony thing. Let's just start it off with Sony.
Okay, fine.
All right. So Sony got hacked. We talked about it before. We're going to talk about it a little bit more right now. Let's first start off with Spider-Man.
A little more detail.
Yeah. Spider-Man, they leaked some emails between Amy Pascal, the person who has creative control over Spider-Man at Sony, and the Russo brothers, who are the ones that are directing Captain America 3, and now at least one of the Avengers Infinity Wars. And they basically laid it out on the line of, we will give you complete creative control with Spider-Man as long as you allow him to be in this movie and some future Marvel movies. But you can do pretty much whatever you want with it.
Mm-hmm.
And we only ask two things. One, Spider-Man is no longer Andrew Garfield. Apparently he's a bitch to work with. We don't want to work with him. I don't know if that was true, but I'm just going to say it because it sounds good. And two, you'll get a new producer on the film instead of Avi Arad. And apparently Sony, according to Amy Pascal, was not in on the get rid of Avi Arad thing.
Mm.
So, in that process, they're just like, well, we're not going to get rid of Avi Arad, which, what has Avi Arad really done? He fucked up the Sam Raimi Spider-Man stuff by forcing them to have three villains in the third Spider-Man and not moving forward as much with Spider-Man 4 as they should have. Spider-Man 4 ending up to be the reboot, which was ridiculous, because Dylan Baker would have been an awesome crocodile. Lizard.
Doctor, yeah.
There's that.
Not Dr. Rock, the other doctor.
Yeah, Dr. Connors, Connors.
Connors.
But no, he was the Lizard. And so there's that. He also was the one who was just like, well, you know, the costumes that these characters wear in the comics, they'd never translate on film. And he changed all of the X-Men clothing. That's why they all wear, like, the black stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes for the best joke in the entire film. Yeah. Which is, how do you, like, you guys actually wear this stuff? And Cyclops looks back and goes, what, would you rather yellow spandex? Of course, having to explain that joke to my dad was a little weird.
I mean, wearing spandex.
No, it wouldn't have to be spandex, but it has to, you know, look at Captain America.
Captain America, yeah, but, like, his is more simple. Like, think of, like, you could have did Storm, obviously, because, like, how many movies have we seen people just look like they're wearing cloth? Yeah. How about, Wolverine with the pointy boots.
No, you don't need the pointy boots.
But I'm just saying, like,
you give them, like, regular boots.
Because, like, it feels...
Make the pants, like, not tight, but, like, kind of like a skinny jean type pants that are yellow and brown.
Because I think you can do his part of his... Because, like, doesn't he have, like those metal, like, things on his shoulders and stuff like that, too?
No.
If you go by, like, the classic design?
No, he didn't have metal things on his shoulders.
I'm pretty sure, like, he had, like, these, like, I'm gonna have to look at a picture again. But, like, Because, like, yeah, because, like, the things that were on his shoulders matched his boots.
Oh, you're talking about the, what do you call it? He had, like, that...
I don't know what it was. It
kind of like that Power Ranger...
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but it was blue,
I don't know what it was.
Talking about the blue
thing,
right?
Yeah, those blue things that were on his shoulder.
You can cut that down, though.
Yeah, like, yeah. I mean,
or just say
certain
that
like characters you can obviously do, like
or,
Gambit.
Yeah, or you just say that it's armor.
Yeah,
that would have been fine.
I mean, like if you put like a, not technically Batman like feel for it, but like you know something like
yeah.
as an accessory of it.
Or yeah, it doesn't have like to that. Go all the way
or
out.
Have
like
to go all the way out like that yeah. or ridiculous. But like you, there's obviously those who are doable, like Gambit. I don't know why they changed Rogue character so much. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. Oh.
Shut up, you. So, they basically turned Rogue into Jubilee somehow. I don't get yeah. that. But, like, that was
well,
kinda...
you're going from the...
I'm
more
going
from
the
original...
Like, not
the cartoon.
Yeah, going from, like, yeah. The... Going from that to, like, how they translated it into the yeah. movie. And it's like, yeah, I was
Which
like...
is what they were... Like, I get kind of pissed off with that about... people are just like... Well, it's a lot like the cartoon. It's like, okay, but these are adults that are buying the movie tickets.
Yeah.
So maybe make it more like the comic.
Yeah, because that's who grew up on it, kind of. Yeah. But like, you know.
I mean, yeah, we all grew up on the TV show, and the TV show is awesome
yeah.
when it stays in your nostalgia of, oh, that was such an awesome TV show.
I think
show.
If they...
When you go back and watch it, it sucks.
It could be more if they stuck to that theme.
Yeah.
With bringing those kind of characters in, it would have been very good movies. Like if they, and it could have been probably even. I know they're still making some movies, but like, I think it would have been a better lineup, I
yeah.
guess, if you will, of it. Just kind of weird how they.
I hear you. And even like, I liked in First Class how they kind of brought that back of, oh look, we can actually wear,
yeah,
those clothes,
yeah,
like those. The First Class clothing kind of looked like the original.
The original, yeah. It made sense because, like, it was supposed to be an older or a later time.
Yeah.
And, like, that's their start out. But, like, I can see why they changed the outfits, but they didn't have to make them all look unison. You can make them unique
yeah.
to, like, each character. Or you could have brought out a character's actual... kind of outfit, but with the same concepts of all the dark colors that you were using. Something like that. They don't yeah. have to be the same.
Exactly.
Yeah,
they
kind of, like, dumbed it down for me.
And then they had Spider-Man, and Spider-Man looked the part.
Yeah.
And then he talked like Tobey Maguire.
Yeah. Let it go, man.
Andrew Garfield, I thought, did a good job. He
yeah.
was the better Spider-Man.
Mm.
But I can see where Marvel is just like, well, we need... something else because you guys have.
Did you prefer that Spider-Man or the Amazing Spider-Man?
I thought, you know, here's the thing. I like them both equally.
Okay.
I thought that in the Amazing Spider-Man,
I think he played
Andrew Garfield did a better job of portraying Spider-Man. Because in the the Tobey Maguire one,
it was more about Peter Parker. Than
well, that
Spider-Man.
Was the thing. It was like. Peter Parker puts on a suit, and he's still Peter Parker
as Spider-Man.
Yeah. Where there's a complete change. In there's Peter geeky Peter Parker in in real life.
Yeah.
And then there's Spider-Man who will sit there and has no fear and will talk down to bad guys because he knows he's smarter than they are.
Yeah.
And that was a really good thing that we didn't have in the Tobey Maguire
stuff. Tobey Maguire didn't, like, translate the actual, well, the Spider-Man that we were looking for. Like, you know, you look for this, like, when you say talking down, he would give the smug jokes to him. Like, and they would actually be kind of funny because he's talking down to him. And it's like, but no, he's still the same character that Peter Parker was, just being Spider-Man. And it's not, you just couldn't feel it that good.
Exactly.
It didn't sit.
Like in the, not to bring it back to the cartoons.
Oh, okay.
But in the Spider-Man cartoons, you had that sense of, all right, you know, there's Spider-Man, and then there's Peter Parker, and you know, he really becomes...
Even as Peter Parker, like, later in the... I kind of want to go a little earlier into the... Later into the series. Yeah. Like, he kind of grew a backbone as Peter Parker as well.
Oh, so, yeah.
And it was like, you know...
No, but I mean, Peter Parker has a backbone. I mean, I'm just saying that...
Not so much when he started out, obviously, but yeah.
I'm just saying that there's a difference between Peter Parker's backbone and Spider-Man's life without fear, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like when I'm at work, right? I know there are certain people that when I'm working with them, I can pretty much say whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
And get away with it. Sometimes because they don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going so fast.
Yeah.
And then there's sometimes when they understand and they know that it's all part of the joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But say when I'm at home, I don't joke as much, you know. So my work personality compared to when you guys see me out and about, a little bit different.
Different, yeah.
Type thing, and that's the dynamic that they brought to Peter Parker and Spider-Man in Amazing Spider-Man, which they didn't really have in the original Spider-Man series. So, and Avi Arad was all part of that and those decisions, and I don't see it as a bad thing of Avi getting the fuck out. So whatever.
Alright.
So they said no to that. So, you know, all the Marvel fans got a little bit pissed. Yeah. Marvel says they're moving on without Spider-Man now. So that wasn't bad enough. I guess the terrorists or whoever, the cyber terrorists, they're saying, weren't happy
with
that. Yeah. So they went through and they basically told Sony that... they were going to bomb theaters if the theaters showed the new movie, The Interview. And Sony went, ha ha, you're funny.
Yeah.
And a lot of theaters went, ha ha, ha, bye, Interview. Because a lot of theaters, especially, are in malls.
Yeah.
And
easily accessible areas.
Not even that, but. Easily accessible to all walks of life, but also during this time of year, all walks of life are in the mall.
On the mall, yeah.
Except they kind of miscalculated something. Not a lot of people go into the movies on Christmas Day.
They don't.
There's some.
There are.
I'm not saying like, but it's not that big draw of, hey, now that we finish opening presents, let's go to the movies.
Yeah.
No, it's more people are just sitting there at home drawing pictures of mountaintops with them on top, lemon yellow sun, arms raised in a V, the dead lay in pools of maroon blood. Oh, no, that's Jeremy. Sorry. I went off track for a second.
A little bit.
No, but a lot of people are going to stay home, you know. There are certain, like, Jewish families and Muslim families that might go to the movies, but they're not going to be inhabiting... First of all, most of the mall is going to be fucking closed down no matter what.
Yeah.
Probably the movie theater is going to be the only thing open.
Probably.
Not saying kill all the Jews and Muslims.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, hey, Jewish families and Muslim families, just don't fucking go to the movies.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if you guys work at the movie theaters where these places would get bombed, but call out.
Yeah.
No one's going to fucking be there.
Not coming in.
Really? Does somebody really have to see The Hobbit that badly?
I mean...
Because no one's going to go to the movies on Christmas to go see the fucking Interview.
Because, like, there's a lot of time to watch this movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a necessity.
Now Sony has said that it's not even going to be on demand. Like, they're not going to do a video on demand. They're not going to do a Blu-ray for it. There are no plans at this time to ever release The Interview.
Until they, like...
So...
Until they become unhacked or whatever.
instead of showing the interview, there's a couple. There's a Dallas movie theater that has decided for free on Christmas Day they're going to show Team America: World Police on every screen.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you.
What?
For free, they're going to show Team America. well, I said every screen, but it's every screen that is that was going to be showing
that was
the interview.
Show the interview. So, what is this, Kim Jong Un? Like,
well, this is one of the things I retweeted earlier today. Name for a movie: Kim Jong Un 1, Taken 3.
Because like, it seems like anything that has to do with commenting or. Or, like, yeah, judging kind of his, or even though it's a comedy, and maybe, yeah, they probably shouldn't talk, make fun of something like that, maybe, because, you know, I don't know. But yes.
So we'll play a movie with marionettes about killing his dad.
Yeah.
That'll be fine.
That'll be fine.
They
should have made it about Dennis Rodman, because he was actually there.
All I can see is shades of the producers right now. For some reason, it's just like springtime for Hitler and Germany. I don't know. It just seems, first of all, it seems really weird that they target this movie.
Yeah, that's why it's kind of like
North
weird.
Korea already was just like, we will drop bomb.
No, you won't.
But like, okay, from where?
From where?
We'll shoot bomb from North Korea. And it'll either land in the ocean or hit somebody else closer to you.
Or it'll blow right back in your face. Yeah. You obviously don't know how to shoot one.
We took down Malaysian Flight 700. No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
It was abducted by aliens.
We don't believe you.
So, yeah. I say we rise up and we fight against the tyranny.
Oh.
And here's my other thing. We have all these people who's like, we're gonna hack Sony, when you know it's like three guys in a basement that haven't gotten laid.
Yeah, people who have nothing better to do but to hack. Which
it's probably three North Korean guys that have never gotten laid.
Mm. I've been hacked before. It's dumb.
Yeah. So here's
I don't have anything to be hacked, but okay.
I mean, do you have all, then they're trying to be like, oh, we're social activists and stuff. If you're fucking social activists, then do yourselves a favor. Don't hack Sony.
Yeah.
Don't hack Xbox.
Out of all the people.
Why don't you hack, I don't know, Sally Mae?
Yeah.
Why don't you put Sally Mae into so much debt that they have to close their doors and forgive everyone's loans?
Or hack a news network, for crying out loud.
I know, seriously.
I mean, do something
useful.
That what you're doing is pointless.
Let's go after entertainment.
Hey, we can go after entertainment. We can go after gaming or any entertainment really.
Like you got the Lizard Squad. You got whoever these fuckers that did Sony.
The only ones who really did any hacking that probably was like that was what were they? Something Unanimous or the ones with
Anonymous?
Anonymous. Yeah, the ones with the mask. The movie. Yeah. What movie was that?
V for Vendetta. The guy Fox
V for
Max.
Vendetta thing, yeah.
Yeah.
That's like the only one that I've noticed. And they're on like YouTube and stuff.
Yeah.
I think they have a subscription on the page. But that's funny.
Yeah. So, grow some balls. If you're going to hack something, do it for the betterment of society. Not because you can.
Yeah. Being dicks.
Yeah.
Entertainment.
All right, so speaking of people who aren't doing things for the betterment of society, Tim Burton.
Let me get the phone that I tossed.
Tim Burton has said recently that he wants to do Beetlejuice 2, which I think is a horrible, horrible fucking idea.
Kind of late on that, buddy.
Yeah, it's kind of like 30 years late.
Very, very late. I mean, can't people just think of new movies?
No, apparently not.
Living off of the old.
So, Beetlejuice 2, and...
Let's remake. Remake, original.
He wants to, I guess he's got Winona Ryder signed on to reprise her role as Lydia Dietz.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Because that's what we need. We need Lydia back and Michael Keaton back to do that. Also, Tim Burton was asked if he would want to do a superhero movie again, because... I'm going to say Batman and Batman Returns, two of my favorite movies, like superhero movies growing up. And I know that growing up, as I've grown up, I know that those movies are basically crap.
They don't age well.
It's not that they don't age well. It's you learn all these stories about Batman.
Yeah.
Not one story is the Joker, the killer of Batman's parents. Also, the Joker dies. Penguin is nothing like... That weird penguin that they had. Like, you sit there and you watch some of the old Batman 66, and you watch some of the newer, like, animated series and things like that. Then you realize Penguin's just a regular dude.
Penguin has changed just about every series that he's in, hasn't he?
No, but he's never been a mutated freak.
No, he's just...
like that whole hand thing.
That thing was weird.
Totally for the Batman Returns.
Yeah.
Not to mention Selina Kyle completely fucked up. Yeah. But they're still good movies if you're just like, okay, this is Batman if Batman was in another dimension.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I remember the other, what was the Batman with the Joker?
That was just Batman.
And he had like the ridiculously long gun that he pulls out of his pants. I'm like, what the hell? He just fires it and like tosses himself off into the... I love it. That was an old school movie, man. Classic.
Yeah. So, there's all that. But he was just like... So they asked him, would you ever make a superhero movie again? He said, not for Marvel. Because they seem to know what they're doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you want to work and for somebody like, who doesn't know what
they're doing. Like, I think I still have a superhero movie in me. But you
is
know,
it to create a new superhero or a remake?
I don't know. He didn't say.
Okay.
He did say that he keeps on seeing year after year the superhero craze getting stronger and stronger. And he goes, one day it's all going to stop. Just like his good movies. One day they just stopped. Huh. I mean, yeah. I think his last good movie was Big Fish and nobody saw that. At least in my opinion. There's a lot of people that don't even like that movie.
Mm. So I don't think...
Ewan McGregor...
from...
can't think Camp. Of... Helena Bonham Carter, because she's married to Tim Burton.
Slightly.
What's his face? Who's the guy from Boardwalk Empire?
Oh! That's who you're talking about?
Yeah.
Him?
He's... what's his name? Why can't I think of it?
He just has one of those names.
He played Garland in Con Air.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Oh my god.
Why can't I think of his name?
This is bad. I should know this name. Why?
You should.
This is
I should know this name.
I should know this name. I don't know why I don't know this name. Oh my god. Damn it, I'm going to be thinking about this for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
I will post on the page.
No, I'll figure out his name.
Oh, you're looking for him now?
When it comes to me, I'll figure it out.
Okay.
So that was what... I mean, a lot of people did like fucking Sweeney Todd. There's like three songs missing out of that. Mm. Steve Buscemi.
Oh my god.
Steve Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi.
The guy from My Giant.
Oh
Danny
my
DeVito
god.
is in Big
we
Fish.
Apologize yeah. for that.
Jessica Lange before she started doing fucking American Horror Story. Yeah. And Billy Crudup before he showed his blue penis prosthetic in Watchmen.
Yeah, that thing was just dropped, dangling around.
Yep.
It's like, I'm like, come on.
All right,
put some blue pants on.
J.K. Simmons has been announced as starring in Kong, Skull Island.
Kong.
Which is the new King Kong reboot. starring Tom Hiddleston, because that happened.
Another King Kong reboot.
If we get King Kong versus Godzilla out of this, okay. If we don't get King Kong versus Godzilla out of this, then there's no reason to do
King
Kong.
What the fuck are you doing? Wasting your time and ours. Did you see the Godzilla movie, by the way?
Yeah, I own it now.
Okay. I have it, but I haven't watched it yet.
It's really good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
At least I liked it. There's a lot of little things, and it's very much like the old Godzilla movies.
Oh, you know, I pay attention
watching.
To the details. Yes. All right.
Yeah. So.
All right. I'll pay attention to that. Cool.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah?
Hmm. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
Hmm. Hmm. Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm.
All right. So the Xbox One has finally outsold the PS3. PS4.
Until I buy mine. I'm joking. Because I'm getting both, so it kind of won't matter. It's a moot point for me.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, because they actually dropped their price, actually. And PS4 decided to just, oh, we're going to stand pat, and we're going to give you two games. Maybe you want them, maybe you don't, but you're going to get them anyway.
Yeah.
So, take that.
When Xbox had a lot of retail outlets, the Xbox 360, or the Xbox One for $329 with...
it went back up in our store for some reason. I don't
know why. It did go back up in a lot of stores.
And everybody, okay.
So you got either Assassin's Creed Unity plus Assassin's Creed Black Flag. Or you got Master Chief.
Yeah. I think if you got PS4, you had the choice. No, you didn't have a choice, I don't think.
It was just Assassin's Creed.
It was Assassin's Creed and then another game. I think it was. You're supposed to get two games. That's all I remember. That's what the guy was telling me when I was.
It was the Black Flag one?
I don't know. Because it was remade for both, right?
Yeah.
So they might have been. I think, for some reason, I think he said another game, but I can't remember what it was, if it was another game. Maybe it was. Was it Destiny?
Yeah, there was a Destiny.
It was Assassin's Creed and Destiny. That's what it was.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, for me, that was awesome. But, like, not everybody. It
wouldn't have been cool for you because everyone that you know that owns a PS4 already sold their copy of Destiny.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. I'd be the only one.
So that's why you have to get it for the Xbox One.
Yeah. No, I get it for one system and not the other. That's fine. That's the point of having two systems. Yes.
Dave Ellis. I have to use his last name because there's 4,000 Daves talk about.
Yes, there is. There's a many, many, many Daves.
So, he just got his Xbox One, and he's already, like, level 20-something, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, because he plays religiously when it comes to these things. Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah.
You should have seen when he was, when I had, gotten, what was it, when I first got Battlefield?
Yeah.
Over my house all the time. Couldn't get him to stay away.
I'm surprised you haven't asked to boot up Titanfall.
Oh. Does he have Titanfall?
No, I'm so. Not yet, but he said he was buying it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's $50.
No?
Right now for the deluxe edition.
Okay.
And that comes with all of the expansion packs. And
expansion packs, okay.
So, not a bad price.
Not bad at all.
Let's see. What's the... oh, yes. Finally. Sony. Not Sony. Sega. No. The other four-letter...
Gaming
thing. Sega has decided that they want to start making live action and CGI films based on their various IPs.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, who wants, what was it, Space Station 5?
I think. Yeah. I mean, I have a feeling like you're just going to get a bunch of Dragon Ball movies.
They don't own that IP.
I'm just saying, like, at that level, I think, like,
Dragon
you
remember Ball
that? You remember the movie, right?
Dragon Ball Evolution.
I'm not talking about Superman. That was the good Dragon Ball. I'm talking about the one that they actually made. I don't want to get a bunch of those.
One with that kid that was in that one movie that ruined his career.
Yeah, yeah, that one.
Yeah,
that's what I'm afraid of.
I just did a movie with Tom Cruise. Now I'm going to be Goku. And now I'm never going to have a career again.
Ever again. Just couldn't. Should have waited.
Chow Yun Fat can't get a job in Hollywood now after that piece of shit.
Yeah, I know. Poor guy. After
where
so many
get
other.
Chow Yun Fat to play Roshi. Okay.
Oh? Yeah, that was such a. Oh, they ruined careers. Poor kid.
I don't think anyone's done anything after that.
Now he has to wait until he gets older so he can look a little different and play a different part. That's usually how it has to work, though.
Or, like, just his, like, kid brother or kid sister gets parts now.
Yeah, and he just has to sit there and take the side
look
part.
The Olsen twins.
Why did these huge emojis just pop up on my phone?
Somebody likes you.
Oh, my God.
That much.
Is this one of you guys listening in?
What? Somebody just texted you, like
what the heck?
Shitload of emojis.
What's going on here? Yeah, it's all right. Maybe I got hacked. Apple, get on this.
It's a 4. We don't care about that anymore.
Yeah, I know. They don't care about the maintenance on these anymore. They just move on and leave whatever is left to the dust. But I don't give a crap. I've dropped this phone over 1,000 times, and it's solid. I'm not getting rid of it.
I know we talked about this earlier, so if people want to go back to the sportscast, they can, but... And Nick, what do you want for Christmas? Is it your tooth, front teeth? I know you don't really celebrate Christmas.
I don't.
And I know you don't really celebrate your birthday.
I do.
Yeah, by drinking yourself into a stupor.
Absolutely. That's a celebration. let's see. If I celebrated Christmas, what would I want other than the obvious? I would want a trip out to Hawaii.
Okay.
Paid for. Because Hawaii is
how
expensive. A week.
Okay. Just make sure. You know, people are just like, okay, here's Hawaii, and get back on the plane. You're going.
Yeah, here's Hawaii. Now get the fuck out of here. I'm like, no. I only stepped on the sand for like. Can I just put my toe in the water? No. Go home. But yeah, like a trip to Hawaii for like a week, paid for.
Nice.
Because like I've been told that obviously Hawaii is very expensive, like no matter what you do. But like if I can spend some time up there on a vacation, it'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
And I would want like a surf package included so I can learn to surf there.
Well, just keep on adding shit on.
Hey. It's Hawaii.
It's one thing.
Everything has
greedy
to be
bastard.
Included in Hawaii.
Greedy fucking bastard.
Anything you can do in Hawaii, I must be capable of doing. Let's put it that way.
Okay, so
unless it's skydiving or something.
Running from Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Oh, God. I will shoot him if I see that he's coming after me.
Nick in Hawaii at Christmas?
He is like... I feel like I'm underwater with SpongeBob right now. Can I at least get an air tank?
No.
Just die with a sponge and a fat starfish.
Have you seen the trailer for the new SpongeBob movie?
No, I have not.
Oh my God, it's called SpongeBob in Real Life.
Oh no.
It's really strange.
Really? They did this? Is there some random squirrel?
No, well, I don't know. Sandy stays underwater.
And it has a little fishbowl.
She stays underwater. And underwater, it's all cartoon still.
Oh, okay. They're
when they get out from underwater,
okay.
Magic thing lets them be their characters, but... but like CG animated type thing.
Okay. Interesting. Do you pull that trailer up afterwards? I need to see it.
We'll do.
Interesting. All right.
So I guess that's pretty much the end of.
Don't break it.
Lost an iPad. That's the end of this episode.
I hope you have insurance for that.
It's only an hour long episode. God.
Really?
Yeah.
Felt longer than that for some reason.
Yeah. I don't know. Just. Apparently, spending time with me just seems long.
So, are you like boasting about?
I have no idea what I'm doing.
I was about to say, was that like a sex joke? Like,
spending
time with me.
Okay. Maybe I'm my mind's in the gutter. Don't mind me.
Spending time with me makes me seem longer.
My mind's in the gutter. Don't mind me.
That's where my mind stays.
All right.
You actually owe my mind rent right now.
That's where it dwells?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, guys. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. If you celebrate Kwanzaa, fuck you. Because Kwanzaa's supposed to be celebrated in the fall, not in the winter.
Yep. Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's. Happy, Solstice Festival?
Solstice, I think. Yeah. Solstice, yeah.
Happy Festivus. Because everyone keeps on saying Festivus, even though I've never seen that stupid fucking thing. Seinfeld show. Like, seen the show, I've never seen that episode. So.
Yeah, me likewise. Well, like, yeah, stay safe if you get drunk. I know I will be.
Fish pull your keys.
Use Uber if you need it. Hey, that's a plug-in. You guys got to pay us.
It's just a plug, Nick, not a plug-in.
A plug, whatever. Yeah. So, all right. See you guys.